Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of OEM TV. I'm Eric Mills. I do Windows Server Marketing for the US OEM team here at Microsoft. And this is the second video about Azure Site Recovery. If you saw the first video, Jim showed you exactly how to set everything up in the Azure Public Cloud and install the agent on your local virtual machines and local hosts so that you can have those have the virtual machines replicate to Azure. In this video, he's going to take you through setting up the protection groups, and he's going to talk through the replication plan, which allows you to change the order of the virtual machines, the order that they fire up. He's going to talk about the replication settings. So if you'd like to know the differences between some of the different settings, you know, the copy frequency, the number of recovery points, the snapshot frequency, all the options that you have there for the replication, you'll see those in this video. He's going to add virtual machines to the protection groups and begin the replication process. And then finally, the most important step, Jim's going to do a test failover to show you what happens when it actually fails over and make sure it works. It's very easy to build these plans, but if you don't test them, it doesn't matter. So hope you enjoy this video. It's the second one on Azure Site Recovery, and we'll see you next time on OEM TV.
Okay, as we move on with the creation of protection groups, one of the things to consider when you're setting up protection groups is what virtual machines you want to start up, in what order, and how you want to manage these virtual machine replicas. So right now we're in servers. You can see we've got our HV1. This is going to be our site for the Hyper-V host. And then we've got hv1.contoso.com. So if I wanted to set up multiple protection groups, I could do it within my ASR vault. So if I go to protected items, okay, I don't have any protected items. I don't have any protection groups, and I don't have any VMM clouds. So I'm going to go ahead and create a protection group right now. So I'm just going to call the group PG1, protection group 1. It's going to be for Contoso HV1, which is our site that we created for the Hyper-V, our Hyper-V host. The target is going to be Microsoft Azure. We're going to use the Azure Pass as the subscription, and it's going to build on the storage account that I created at the beginning of the demo. So click Next. Okay, so the copy frequency, how often do you want to replicate changes? If I look at this number, I can go from 30 seconds all the way up to 15 minutes. Obviously, 30 seconds is a pretty heavy replication schedule. 5 minutes, it all depends on what your SLA is, honestly. So every 15 minutes, it means it's going to synchronize the on-prem copy of the virtual machine or the virtual hard disk with the copy that's up on the ASR vault. Okay, retain recovery points for hours. So how many recovery points do you want to maintain? Now, when I start talking about how many recovery points, if I set this to every 15 minutes, so let's say I go back here, set this to every 15 minutes. Okay, that's 4 recovery points per hour. So what this will do is if I said go ahead and do 8, then that's going to give me 8 recovery points for basically a 2-hour cycle. And that means that every 2 hours, I'm gonna basically copy up 8 snapshots and recover 8 snapshots as part of that virtual hard disk file. So the frequency of application consistency snapshots means how often do I want to merge all these snapshots into the VHDX file. So if I say every 2 hours, for example, then that means the longest that I would wait between having external copies of the snapshots and having them merged into the VHD file would be 2 hours. So the number of recovery points means if I don't detect the problem right away, how many of these recovery points will I maintain so that I could go back and do a recovery or roll that back if I wanted to for a certain amount of time. With ASR, the whole idea of ASR is to have a warm standby. So the number of application consistency snapshots, the duration and the distance between those snapshots is going to determine how long it takes to recover that virtual machine. Obviously, the more snapshots you have to recover at the time you do the recovery, the longer it's going to take to do the recovery. So you want to balance these numbers out. But essentially, what you want to do is make sure you're somewhere away from 0 recovery points. Because basically, what it's going to do is it's going to overwrite that recovery point each time. How much of a history do you want to maintain? So if I do 24, that's going to maintain a 24 recovery point history. So at that point, I could roll back if I wanted to a specific point in time. Initial replication start time is immediate. In other words, as soon as I add a virtual hard disk to the protection group, it's going to immediately start replicating that up to Azure. So right now I'm creating my protection group. It's going to take a second to finish creating this. And at that point, I'll be able to start adding virtual machines from my Hyper-V host. So just to kind of show this again, these are the virtual machines that I've got on my Hyper-V host. I'm going to start off by just adding DC1 and SQL1, and I'll show you how to maintain that and add more later if you want to. Okay, so PG1 is provisioned and ready to go. So now I'm going to click on PG1. And this gives me a list of all the virtual machines that are registered on this Hyper-V host. I'm going to click the first virtual machine I want to protect. Identify it as the Windows operating system. It's only got one disk, so it's going to protect that disk. It's part of the Azure Pass subscription. ASR Store 123 is going to be the storage account I use to store the VHDX files. And I have to check the box that says I have allocated the required bandwidth and storage for protection. And I'm going to click OK to add it. Okay, while that's adding, I'm going to go ahead and add a second virtual machine. And I'll do the same with DC1. Windows operating system. It's only got one disk, so it's protecting that disk. Azure Pass, ASR Store 123. Check the box, click OK. Now, what it's doing is it's actually copying up the VHDX files to the Azure Vault right now. So now if I go back one level, and if I go to jobs, you can see these jobs that are running. So right now it's enabling protection, and you can see it's in progress. Once this goes to completed, then the protection is set up for those virtual machines. So you can see what it's doing right now is it did the prerequisite check, it identified the replication target, enabled replication, and now it's starting the initial replication. And it all depends on the size of the VHDX file, how long it's going to take to do this initial replication. This could take, in some cases, if it's a really large VHDX file and you don't have a lot of bandwidth out to Azure, well, it could take a while to do this initial replication. So be patient when you're setting this up in a production environment. So you can see the rest of the jobs. That was the creation of the site. Register with the provider. Creation of my protection group. And now we're going in and enabling protection for each one of these machines. Okay, so updating the provider status. So we're all good. So now if I go back one level, and I bring up my vault and go to protected items in my protection group, I'm now protected for SQL01 and DC1. So you can see these are now synchronizing. Once the status goes to synchronized, then I can do a failover test. Now, while you're going through, while this is synchronizing, I want to show you about recovery plans. So if I go into recovery plans right now, you can see I don't have any recovery plans. If I do create recovery plan, I'll just call the recovery plan RP1. The source is going to be Contoso HV1, which is my Hyper-V site. And then the target is going to be Azure. So I'll scale this down, and I'm going to hit next. Now, PG1. So as far as the virtual machines, it's not going to show me my list of virtual machines until they've actually finished their replication. But what you do in the recovery plan is I can have all my virtual machines listed here, and I can move the order of what order I want to start the virtual machines up in. So if I want to start my DC and my SQL server up first and then start my SharePoint servers, I can order the startup here. I can also add in custom tasks. So let's say I start my DC and I start my SQL server and I want it to wait for an administrative action, like, for example, the DBCC check, then I can add the administrative action here and then turn around and do my DBCC check. And once I say that my DBCC check is done, then I can go and allow it to continue with the restoration. So when you get to the point where you've got, 20, 30, 40 virtual machines that you're protecting with ASR, the whole goal of ASR is to give you a non-chaotic orchestrated recovery in a complex environment. If you just need to recover a couple of virtual machines, Hyper-V Replica, you can do that easily with Hyper-V Replica. But with ASR, what it allows you to do is deal with a larger group of virtual machines, or in some cases a VMM cloud, which is a whole cloud of virtual machines with virtual networks and templates and all that, and recover that whole environment step by step. In other words, you can rehearse the whole recovery, or you can just recover particular recovery groups that are associated with either groups, business units, however you want to organize it within your tenant. So a recovery plan is pretty cool. You can create these easily with the Azure portal. And like I said, it won't show me any VMs until I'm fully synchronized, but that's what a recovery plan is. And by the time you're all set up and tested with each one of the virtual machines and you know it'll fire up in Azure, the final step is to go ahead and you create a recovery plan for it. Okay, so I'm going to go back into PG1. And you can see that these are now protected. These are ready to go. So if I want to do a failover test, the failover test event, essentially, if I look at my virtual machines right now, go back up one level, you see I don't have any virtual machines. What will happen when I do a recovery test is it's actually going to spin these virtual machines up in Azure. And depending on what network I drop them on, if I drop them on my site-to-site network, they are immediately visible and you are running in recovery mode. As soon as those VMs spin up and drop onto the network, that network is already associated with your on-prem side. So anybody that's sitting on the on-prem side should be able to see that machine come back up. So the whole idea of having the virtual machine run in Azure is just simply it's another site that you can use without having to go through an ISP or rent server space in a co-location environment or anything like that. It's really so that you can do this replication environment to Azure. And then what are you paying for? Well, you're paying for the when you do a recovery, you're paying for the egress, not the ingress, just the egress. And you're also, when you've got the virtual machine up and running, you're paying for basically CPU and memory. So anything that you do as far as disaster recovery testing, you kind of need to budget that in. However often you're going to be doing the testing and how long you're going to be doing the testing, those virtual machines are spinning and you're going to have to pay for that. But as far as the ASR component goes, the ASR price is going to be based on the size of the VHD, how often you do disaster recovery testing, and if you actually run in disaster recovery mode, how long you're running it in disaster recovery mode. Okay, so let's do a DR test. So I'm going to come back down to recovery services. I'm going to go into my ASR vault. And I'm going to go to protected items. Go to my protection group. And I'm going to do a test for SQL 01. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to click SQL 01. It's going to show you all the information about SQL 01. If I go back one level and click to the right, it's going to allow me to do a test failover. Okay, now you can see that it's asking me which network I want to drop this on. So if I drop this on ASR test, it's going to be just tested within Azure. It will not be seen by the on-prem environment. If I drop it on top of Contoso VNet, that's the network which is connected to the site-to-site gateway, and I will be able to see that from the on-prem environment. For this test, I'm just going to test it in Azure to make sure that the virtual machine comes up and that it runs okay. And then what you would do is once you've done the physical test, now you can go back through and you can actually do an on-prem restore, which would actually write back to the Hyper-V host running on-prem and recover the virtual machine from Azure. So I'm going to click ASR test and click OK. Now what this is doing is it's going to start the failover test. And then it'll actually spin the virtual machine up in Azure. At that point, you can go through, log on to it, do a remote desktop to it, site-to-site VPN, point-to-site VPN, whatever, and then you can actually verify it. Now, as I come back out to the protection group level, you can see that the test failover is in progress. And you can see that the prerequisite check passed, the creation of the test environment passed, and now it's creating the virtual machine. Once the virtual machine has been created, then I'll be able to go in and do the testing that I need to do with it. Now, after giving this a few minutes to finish spinning up the virtual machine, you can see the creation of the virtual machine is completed. Starting of the virtual machine is completed. So now if I go over to virtual machines, you'll see I've got one virtual machine running, SQL test. Now I changed the name of this. You can change the name of this. It's automatically going to put a dash test in front of it. So when you create the virtual machine, you can rename the virtual machine to bring it up online. You can configure this any way you want to inside of the configurations. I'll show you the configurations in a second. However, it's going to append the word test to it so that you know it's the test version of the virtual machine. Okay, and if you wanted to access it through its cloud service, it's sqlonetest.cloudapp.net. Now, if we go back to recovery services, go into our vault, go to protected items, go to PG1, you'll see that the test failover is in progress, and if I go in and look at it, you can see that it's waiting for action. What it's waiting for me to do is complete the test. So at this point, it's basically going to pause the failover test until whoever is responsible for this virtual machine can get in and verify that it's exactly the way it's supposed to be, that replication is working, it's supporting client activity, those types of things that you would do in a normal DR test environment. Now, if I go back here to protected items again, you can see if I double click on this, I can go to configure, and you can configure a few things about the virtual machine. For example, you can specify how big it is. So if you wanted to change the default size, you could do that. You can also specify what the IP address is going to be and what network it's going to show up on. Now, you can always override that as you bring it up in the test environment, but this is basically the default configuration for it once it's ready to be employed into your DR solution. All right, so if I go to test failover in progress, I now go to complete test. Put in a note. So the failover test is complete. Clean up the test environment and click OK. What it'll do now is it'll finish the failover test and it will deprovision that virtual machine, release the resources that the virtual machine is using. So the configurations that you'd go through have been covered in the setup of the ASR environment, not only in the Hyper-V side, but on the Azure side, followed by how to do a failover test. So we're going to wrap this demonstration up at this point. If you want to look further into how to configure ASR, how to do replication, how to customize replication, that's all in the Azure documentation online. Thanks.